Interestingly enough, there are actually only two states in Australia that still allow jumps racing to occur, and that's South Australia and Victoria. So, in actual fact, it's not something that's being carried out throughout Australia. New South Wales, for example, banned jumps racing in the early 1990s. So we really only have these two states that are still hanging on with this practice, which we know raises very serious animal welfare problems. So, yes, I do think it should be banned. In Victoria, it certainly looked as though it was most likely going to be banned last year, and then it had a reprieve at the last moment. But these later steps, I think, really are just one more reason why jumps racing probably doesn't have a big future. And I, for one, as somebody who's concerned about the well-being of animals, would be quite happy to see it banned and banned soon. Well, I think the jumps issue is a really interesting one. And despite the terrible accident which involved a couple of spectators and also the very sad death of jumps horses in at the start of the 2011 season, one of the interesting things about what's happening is that it's bringing this sport into the popular debate, into the popular mindset, and it's becoming part of the mainstream media. Not many people actually will go to jumps racing. It's a very kind of niche activity. It's something that's only practiced in Victoria and South Australia. And it's interesting to me to see the popular debate developing around it. My view is that jumps racing really isn't consistent with most people's view of how we should be treating animals. I think most people would feel that a sport where we know that quite a few animals are likely to injure themselves and, in fact, quite possibly die, is not something that the community supports broadly. So even though it's very sad, these recent events, it does mean that the community now has an opportunity to discuss this issue and to think about how we should be treating animals, especially horses in this case. And the sense that I get is that people really don't support jumps racing. It's something that has a certain type of industry backing, and there are strong interest groups lobbying on its behalf. But I think if you were to go down to, say, Bourke Street Moor and ask people whether it's reasonable to ask animals to run very quickly at a steeple or a hurdle and then try to negotiate it, most people would say no, that's an unreasonable thing to expect a horse to do, especially given the fact that we know that quite a few will fall, hurt themselves, and then possibly die. I think another interesting thing about this debate being played out in the mainstream media is that it will hopefully draw more people's attention to the important issue of wastage, which is a hidden issue in the racing industry. Wastage is a problem both in greyhound racing and also horse racing. Unfortunately, many horses that are bred for racing will simply never have the opportunity to race, most likely because they never show the potential to actually win. And so what we're finding with jumps races is that failed race horses are then being pushed into the jumps racing industry with a view to possibly recouping money that might have been invested. We also find that failed both race horses, flat race horses, and also jumps race horses will often end up at the abattoir. Data suggests that around 50 to 60% of the horses that end up at the export quality, the human consumption quality horse abattoirs we have in this country are ex-race horses. So when people go to the races, I think it's probably worthwhile keeping in mind that while the horses you see, especially at prestigious events such as Melbourne Cup, do look very beautiful, do look well cared for, there are plenty of horses that have been bred to support the industry that will never race and that really are just excess. They're just waste, and their lives are often very short, and those that don't have short lives may well find themselves having to compete in jumps races, which by all accounts seems to be very difficult for a lot of horses to compete in safely.